All right, all right. Welcome to episode 3 of the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show. Paulie Fusco, as always, here with Tony Fusco. Tony, how you doing?
I'm feeling great. I woke up. I couldn't wait to get started today because I'm so excited. We got a big, big show for everybody.
Big show. And, you know, you
couldn't wait.
Let me tell you, people, the numbers have been huge. I got them right here. It says we got 20 on Spotify, 20,000, that must mean. So thank you to everyone out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and here we are. We got our producer, Jay, in the back. We told him no interrupting this time.
Oh, he's here again today?
He's here again. We need someone to run the boards here. Yeah. But we told him no interrupting. This is the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show for a reason. Show some respect. On the subject of respect, you got to subscribe. All the major podcast services, they've happily brought us on. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I don't even know what, I never even heard of it.
They're lucky. They're lucky we even gave them the show. Yep. Anyway,
yep.
Big show today. We have our first guest ever on the podcast, Fox Sports radio host and self-proclaimed betting expert, Jason McIntyre. He'll be joining us here in a few minutes. He's going to give us his NFL picks for week 1, and then we're going to give you our picks. We're going to go head to head. Yeah, the real picks, because you're going to see. You're going to see who the real experts are. But first, let's get right into it with our top story.
Top story.
Big controversy coming out of the NBA. Now, look, we know some of you people would rather jam a pair of scissors in your nuts than watch the NBA. But hey, we host a sports show. It's a job. We got to talk about this controversy right now going on, what happened in Game 5, Mavs Clippers. Now, Game 3, Luka Doncic comes out. He suffers that ankle injury, right? Game 5, series tied 2-2. This guy on the Clippers, Marcus Morris, deliberately steps on Luka's ankle. No question. You see it from every angle. Now, Tony and I, we've heard every take on this. You know, some people say it's dirty, it's bad, you know. Some people, though, they say it's respectful. It's a sign of respect to show how good Luka is. And we got to say, that is the smart take.
Yep.
That's what it's about. Tony, this is, you know, this goes back in the history of sports, right? Tell them.
You know, when you respect your rival in sports, the only way to really show respect is by injuring them. And this is not something new. I mean, let's go back to the Olympics, 1992, Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. You know, Tonya Harding respected Nancy Kerrigan. That's why her husband, Jeff Galluli, went and bashed Nancy Kerrigan's knee in with a wrench. It's because they respected each other. You know, what other way than, hey, I can't beat you on the ice because you're so good that I'm going to have my husband and his friend break your kneecap. That's just one example. That's ice skating. It's also in baseball. We saw it happen with Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan. Robin Ventura is like, hey, Nolan Ryan, I respect so much that you've done for our game. And then Nolan Ryan said, look, you're a young buck, but I respect you too. And then they beat the shit out of each other like good sportsmen.
You know, you're making great points here. You got to go back early 90s with Monica Seles and that German guy. You know, the reason he stabbed her in the back was because he was saying, look, I see what's going on. Steffi Graf, she's not going to be able to stop you. So the only way to do it is to take this here kitchen knife and jam it in your spine. You know, that's respect. You know,
when that's you think why about, nobody cares about Federer and Nadal.
Yeah, nobody cares about it anymore. There's too much respect going on. You know, after the match, they shake hands and hug and, oh, yeah, I respect my competitor, blah, blah, blah.
That's not real respect.
That's not respect. Roger Federer, next game, he should just come out and he should just punch Nadal in the face.
That's respect. And, you know, let's not forget, this isn't just something that happens in sports. This happened in politics and in history, too. Aaron Burr went and shot Alexander Graham Bell because he respected the phone. You know, I mean, this is respect, you know, but we didn't watch the play about, no. You know, a play by, you know, 3 hours about a guy who invented the phone. I don't really, we're not into that.
No,
you know,
we're not watching that.
Yeah, we're not into that.
All right, Tony, we got to move on because I see our first guest is on the line now. Yeah, go ahead, Jay, patch him through. Let's bring him in on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, we're now joined by Jason McIntyre, founder of The Big Lead, FS1 contributor, Fox Sports radio host, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 Eastern time. And he's got a new podcast on iHeartRadio, daily sports podcast called Straight Fire. Welcome to the show, Jason McIntyre.
Thanks for the nice intro. They'll give anybody a podcast these days, right?
What do you mean?
That kind of went over my head.
This is helping you more than it helps us. So, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah, you should have thanked us when you came on the show. That would have been an appropriate way to start.
Apologies. Thank you for having me. I haven't done a lot of radio interviews. I mean, I only host a radio show. I'm on television. I have a daily podcast. Yeah, I'm not that experienced.
Yeah,
we already did
your promotion. You don't need to promote yourself.
On television too. So, okay, no problem. You know, let's start fresh.
All right, look. You call yourself a betting expert, so we thought we'd bring you on the show. We're going to run down the games, the slate, week one. Here we go. Houston at KC. KC's, I got to give him 10 points. Who you got there?
Well, I have a long history of family members who gamble, and they've always told me never take double-digit favorites. That's the dumbest thing you can do. And naturally, I'm taking the Chiefs favored by 10 in week one because Houston's a straight-up dumpster fire. Their offensive line is a joke. They got a new defensive coordinator who hasn't even had a game yet. And the first game situation, he's facing Patrick Mahomes, who's probably the best young quarterback in NFL history. I don't know if that's too much hyperbole for you. I mean, you know, he won an MVP in his first year, a Super Bowl MVP in his second year. You know, pretty good quarterback, this Mahomes guy. So KC will actually have fans. I know COVID's got everybody scared bleepless, and there's going to be no fans anywhere in week one except Kansas City and one other stadium, probably in Florida. But I like the Chiefs, favored by 10. My guy, Deshaun Watson, I'm a big fan, but I got to ride Patrick Mahomes in this one.
Paulie, you want to talk some sense into this guy a little bit?
First of all, that take went on so long, I fell asleep. All right, yeah, we get it. Have you heard a guy named Bill O'Brien? That guy's a genius, all right?
Great coach.
Great, great mind, great football mind, and you're telling me you're going to go up against him? I got news for you. Texans going to win outright. Did you watch that playoff game? They beat them 3/4 out of 4. Tony, tell them why that stat matters.
I said it last week. I don't understand why people go crazy for this Kansas City Chiefs. They only win at the end of the game, but for the whole game, they're losing. And you know what? At some point, when you play that way, it's going to catch up to you. Oh, and you ever heard the term, 3 strikes, you're out? Well, guess what? This is Mahomes' third year, and he's about to be out. You ever heard of a junior year slump? That's what's coming up for him. He can't just keep going up and up and up. He's going to take a big step backwards. And Bill O'Brien, he's a Bill Belichick disciple. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, I totally forgot it was 24-0 Texans in that playoff game before the Chiefs scored like 51 straight points. You're right, though. Good points. Good stuff.
I sense a little sarcasm in this guy. All right. Let's see how good you are at this one. Bucks at Saints. Saints -4. Who you got?
I think I'm going to ride Tommy Brady. Tom. Love that guy. 4 points is just way too much for Brady, Godwin, Evans, and Gronk. And by the way, last 4 years, the Saints haven't covered in the first 2 weeks. Haven't covered. Last 4 seasons, they've come out of the gate slowly. Maybe it's because Drew Brees is an old fart, but I got to ride Tommy Terrific here. And yes, I am on TB12 if you're asking.
Well, you're clearly on something. I mean, calling Brees an old fart, you do realize Brady is older than Brees. I mean, you say you're a betting expert, you can't even do fucking simple math. Besides, everybody knows New Orleans is the pick here. Tell them, Tony.
New Orleans is ready for another run. They keep getting screwed over every year by the referees. And this year, things are going to change. Tom Brady is 46 years old. You're making fun of Drew Brees. Tom Brady's 46. Gronkowski's old. Who else they got on their team? I don't even know. Mike Evans, who's he? Is Keenan McCardell still there? Plus, remember, what did we talk about? Florida, a lot of COVID down there.
They're bringing that into the Superdome. And you know, Superdome survived Katrina. So if it can survive Katrina, it can survive COVID.
Well said. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
Wait, isn't Brady 43, guys? Is he 46?
43, 43. What is this? eHarmony Dayton profile? I mean, come on. All right, we're going to keep moving on here. Cowboys at Rams. Rams +2.5. What do you got?
I'm leaning to the Rams here. I don't love the Cowboys. Everybody's on Dak's jock this year. They think Dak is the greatest thing ever, greatest quarterback. He's going to win the MVP, throw 50 TDs. I just think this defense is a tire fire. Okay, I can see Jared Goff carving them up. I think McVay comes out. Everybody thinks the Rams are dead, and McVay puts a lot of points on this Dallas defense. I'm taking the Rams getting 2.5. I don't love the Cowboys this year. Sorry, Jerry.
Finally talking some sense. You know, I was about to have you committed to a mental institution, but you kind of made some sense there. Showed our audience why we had you on the show, because you were kind of embarrassing yourself. Now you kind of turned it around. Tony, anything you got to say?
Yeah, I've been saying this all along. Dak Prescott, everybody's going crazy for him. I mean, this guy is garbage. He's got he's terrible.
That's harsh. He has won one playoff game, I think, right?
Yeah, that's it.
He's the Brock Osweiler of his time. One playoff game. Good for you. Well done.
Exactly.
I applaud you, Jason, for showing some true measure of sanity and reason.
Easy one coming up.
Here you go. Straight one down the middle here. Don't blow this one. Eagles at Washington. Washington +6. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Washington Football Club here. It's already disappointing, guys. I think the Eagles win this game, but covering 6, it's just a bad matchup for Philadelphia. I mean, the offensive line, no Andre Dillard, no Brandon Brooks, and you're going up against a defensive line with 4 first-round picks, led, of course, by Chase Young. Chase Young's going to dominate this game. I'll set the over-under at 1.5 sacks for Chase Young, at least 3 quarterback hits. And I think they hang in this game and they cover the number. Remember, last year, early in the season, against the Eagles, nearly beat them outright.
Okay. Can I just say something, Jason? You're mentioning all these names and all these players. You ever heard of the Holy Trinity? You know what it is? It's the Father, the Son, and Carson Wentz. Who is the guy that had an MVP season before he got hurt and then the Eagles went on to the Super Bowl? It was Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that would be Wentz, who has one fewer playoff win than Dak Prescott.
He has a ring. Wrong. He has a ring.
He didn't play in the Super Bowl.
He has a ring. It counts. They're going to win by 60, and they're going to make a statement on the way to another Super Bowl. So please, Chase Young, he's going to get chased all the way back to Ohio State, where they're not going to have any fans in that arena, but the Eagles are going to be there. Don't you worry about it. They're going to win and win big.
I can't tell if this guy is stupid or smart. You know, he kind of in between.
This is how we're going to decide.
How about this, Jason? We'll give you one last pick to prove yourself. This is it. Put it all on the line. You ready?
Fire away.
Miami at New England. New England -6.5. Go.
So at the risk of, you know, going too heavy with the favorites here, fellas, I got to ride the Patriots. This game screams revenge. Bill Belichick. Remember what happened in Week 17? They choked as double-digit favorites at home against the Dolphins. It kept them from getting the first-round bye. They end up losing to the hapless, pathetic Tennessee Titans. And, you know, that was the end of Brady there in New England. I think Belichick comes out here with Cam Newton under center and just puts it on the Dolphins. I'm talking a big-time beatdown. It's an evisceration. Something along the lines of like 38-12, 38-11, some obscure score. I love the Patriots to just smother the Dolphins.
Do you realize this isn't the year 2006 anymore? Do we need to send you a calendar? I don't know if you know this, but this isn't the same old Patriots that have been around and you can keep phoning in your takes.
Nope.
Next thing you're going to tell me, the best band in music is LFO. We all know Dolphins, number one. They got that guy Tua from Alabama. You should see what he did to Clemson. Tell him, Tony.
Yeah, Clemson's defense far superior than the Patriots. Also, who's on the Patriots? They all have opted out because they don't want to play. They're saying, oh, we don't want to play because of COVID. But we all know they don't want to play because they're going to get embarrassed. They don't like Belichick. Their leader's gone, and they're going to get killed. Miami all day.
By the way, what happens if Ryan Fitz tragic start for the Dolphins, because that's the word on the street. I mean, I do have some sources. They say Tua Tagovailoa will start as the backup. And listen, we know Fitzpatrick. He one good year, great. He led the team in rushing last year. Come on, this guy's a joke.
Can I ask you a question just a moment? You have a
fire away.
You know, you're given these picks. Do you ever worry that, you know, you're leading people down the wrong road here? You know, we give people the well-researched pick. You're going with this. You ever think, oh Jesus, I just cost the guy his life savings. What was I thinking?
You know, I don't think about stuff like that. I'm very confident in what I do. You guys got me on here because you know I'm an expert. It's tough to call yourself a betting expert with a lot of confidence. As you know, a number like 57% is considered very good. But I just really like my picks. I spend the offseason just devouring the NFL. And yeah, I feel good. So when you go out and you put all your rent money and your kids' college tuition on the Patriots in week 1 and they deliver, just remember who to thank, okay?
Excuse me just a second. I think the point of clarification, Tony. This guy just said we brought him on the show because he's a betting expert. No.
Nope.
We're the experts. We brought you on the show just so we could prove to you that also, we know more. Yeah, go, Tony.
Can I just say, you know, one time I didn't study for a test in school and I got a 57. You know what grade I got? I got an F. You know, Paulie and I, you know, we don't like to brag, but we got 82% success in our picks. Tell them, Paulie.
82%. Holy cow.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about it because, you know, then people are going to be banging down our door. And, you know,
yeah, the season I hit 82%, I will be on my own island and I won't be doing any radio shows or TV. That's faux show.
Yeah, well, that day's never going to happen to you, you know. And I can tell you, right now you're at 100%, 100% yeah. Pissing me off because yeah. We're fucking done with you. Jay, hang up this guy's fucking phone. Stop laughing
hang
at us. You're fucking joke. 100%
off the show. 100% off the show.
Never book that fucking guy again.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. Is he off the line? Off the line? He's done? Can we get him off?
Jay, you got to hang up. When we tell you hang up, you got to just hang up.
Yeah,
this
guy who interrupts us at the drop of a hat, but tell him to hang up the phone. It takes him a fucking century. Anyway, here we go. Time for a sponsor read. You know, yep. Here we are. The numbers are getting big for the show. So what Tony and I are doing is we're starting to think of what products should we allow to be advertised on our show. So we're starting to research certain companies, see if they're good enough. This week, we decided to try Ancestry.com to trace our lineage. And Tony and I, we both did it. Hey, yep. Tony, tell them the results.
You know, what's really astonishing about Ancestry is how accurate it is. So we got our results. And of course, it turns out that just as I suspected, we're 180% Italiano. And if you don't understand, percento is Italian for percent.
You know, Tony, I mean, when I was reading those numbers, I think we broke the system because they hadn't seen so much Italian in two people. I mean, it was off the charts.
And, you know, the best part is how easy it is. All you do, you get an envelope, you spit in the envelope, and then they respond.
There you go. So Ancestry.com, every family has a story, find yours. And I think there you go. We gave them some free pub, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from them.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
Send us a check.
All right. As we do at the end of every show, we look back on our previous episode and see if we have to make any corrections. And Tony, I don't see any. What do you think of the last show?
Honestly, it was perfect. It was just another flawless show. No mistakes, as usual.
No.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
Oh. I had a feeling this was going to
happen. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. It was too good to be true.
Last episode, Carson Wentz 2018, completion percentage of 69.8.
Well, hold right there. That's fucking true. That's true.
What?
Yeah, you're already
wrong. What is that, a correction? He got it right.
You said it was equal to Drew Brees, Joe Montana, and Terry Bradshaw combined?
Here we go.
And what's your problem? Yeah. You take Drew Brees' completion percentage, Joe Montana's completion percentage, and Terry Bradshaw's completion percentage, and you average them all together. How fucking hard is that to understand?
No, whatever. You're right. Also, you guys today said Alexander Graham Bell. It was Alexander Hamilton that Burr shot.
What the fuck is that? Who? Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
No. Yeah, see, Bell. Alexander Graham Bell.
What are you doing? This isn't a history show.
Yeah, we're, this we're is a sports
to
show.
Talk about sports, and you're sitting boring the fucking audience.
I'm just saying it's the most popular play on Broadway.
Hamlet. Oh, it's the most.
Yeah, right. First of all, Cats. Cats destroys whatever you're talking about. Cats is the best.
What are you even talking about this on this show for? You think this is what people want to hear? Take it from people who have been doing sports talk for 20 years. They don't want to sit and listen to you talk about Broadway.
Sure.
All right. Anyway, that about wraps it up. So we're not going to say thank you to Jason McIntyre because that segment was a joke. But Tony, I'll say good work. Great job.
Thanks. You did a very good job as always. You know, both of us, it's a great show.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
See ya.